It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, yeah. Inside the 9 o'clock hour on the Fan in New York, watching this game and doing the work. Me and Paulie are looking on the internet and clipping up audio for you guys and just trying to get some context and some things from the game, now that the game is over. Earlier, I was talking about Freddy Peralta being pulled after four innings, and my boy Dre tipped me to Pat Murphy's post-game, talking about that, so we have that clip. And also, there was a little bit of a back and forth, right? Yesterday, during the game, I did not catch the whole Michael Harris, Brandon Nimmo thing. I think all of us saw that today. Well, I also didn't catch this Willie Adames, Jesse Winker thing, but now we're looking at it, and now we have some audio on that. So 888-808-1019, if you would like to react to the Mets getting that first win, 8-4 over Milwaukee. We're going to play the manager, Pat Murphy, and his explanation of why he pulled Freddy Peralta. Let's play that audio right now.
Murph, what did you see in Peralta? He had obviously retired nine guys in a row, but was there something that you saw that made you think, well, he's not at his best?
I don't think he retired nine in a row, but maybe 3-6. Well, one was a hard contact sack fly to center, but it isn't about that. You know, he's probably 18 pitches from where he kind of is limit. We take the lead in the game. We've got a full bullpen. It's a playoff game. We'd like to get him to five because of our bullpen usage over the week. You don't do that. You're playing to win tonight. And Piamps has got a 1.03 ERA in 30 games. Hasn't given up a run in 12 outings. You know, if Piamps gets into the top of the order again, or if Peralta gets to the top of the order again, then it changes how we use the bullpen usage. Then Ashby has to come in for Nemo and get the ground ball like he did. But Piamps is out of the inning. You know what I mean? And we're not even talking about this. That's a good outing for Freddie. He was very emotional. So those 70 pitches are a little different when it's that much emotion. And Piamps got the great play by Churio. Then it's a tough left field out there at that time of day. So that second ball, although should have been caught, give the kid credit. It's a tough line drive, and that sun, that's the one spot of the field. It's tough. He doesn't catch that ball. So now we got to get four outs. Piamps gets the next out. Then he doesn't cover first. And then two infield hits. And then we bring in Ashby. He gives up an infield hit. Then he gives up another hit and another hit. And that's, they got to face three hitters. So it's unlike Ashby. He's been one of our best guys. His stuff is unbelievable. Just unfortunate. Credit to the Mets.
And then he goes on to say, credit to the Mets, all they've been through. That's baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball, but it is what it is. That seemed like a lot of thinking and planning and expecting and things not going the way you expected, and it is what it is. The Mets win. Let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1119. We also are going to play the audio from Jesse Winker and him talking about Willie Adames and their whole exchange. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about Willie Adames. I had a caller a couple weeks ago suggest that the Yankees get Willie Adames. I'm like, nah, he's not welcome here. I just remember him as a Tampa Bay Ray. We'll get to that in a minute. John is out on Staten Island. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, John?
Hello.
Hello, John. You're live. Going once.
What's going on? I am so excited for this Mets team. You talk about the little things that make the biggest difference in baseball. It's Iglesias sliding out first. You know, those little things win games. And, you know, you can't beat the team that has more heart. And you also can't beat that, you know, the team that never gives up. And I'm so proud to be a Mets fan. All the, you know, heartache I've had my whole entire life, it's finally starting to feel like it's paying off. And I feel like the Mets have that magic dust this year. And it's the Grimmett era. And couldn't be more excited for this team, this club. And let's keep this thing rolling.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, that's the thing you're supposed to feel this time of the year. You're supposed to believe, regardless of what happened in the past, regardless of the history, like this team has nothing to do with the past teams. This team has different guys on it, and they have a different chemistry. And even Pat Murphy, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers, tips his cap to the Mets and saying, you know, kudos to them, what they've been through. They could have quit. They could have folded at all these different times and not be here. And now here they are, up a game in the NL wild card against a team that won the Central, a team that just beat them in a series last weekend. 888-808-1119. Let's pull up the audio from Jesse Winker. I like this type of stuff. There's always so much conversation about all these players now. They train together. They follow each other on social media. They're best friends. They're buddy-buddy. You know, I remember even yesterday listening to BT and Sal. I didn't see it with my own eyes, but I guess Lindor greeted the Atlanta Braves, some of them before the game, and there were hugs and daps and handshakes. And then, I mean, even after, Lindor and Gio Urshela, they played together in Cleveland. I saw those two guys. A lot of these guys have faced each other in the minor leagues or played together in the minor leagues or other teams. They do have relationships, but I like when there's a little bit of edge. I like when there's a little bit of beef. And if you saw Willie Adames, who this is just how Willie Adames is, he runs his mouth, he's a talker. He said something along the lines of like, meet me in the parking lot. You can meet me in the parking lot. For what, Willie? To play bags, do some keg stands, eat some cheese curds after the game? That's what they do in the parking lot. Paul, run the audio that you got from SNY. I guess, did they ask Jesse Winker about the exchange? Go for it.
What was Adames saying to you after that?
Nothing.
What were you saying to him?
I don't really want to speak on it. I just want to focus on the game tomorrow.
Good. You know why you don't speak on it? Because there are potentially two more games. You know why you don't add anything to that? You leave that on the field. You leave that back and forth to, hey, if you guys can read lips, which in baseball, we have a guy that literally reads lips and made a whole business and company off of it. John Boy has a breakdown out there of Jesse Winker and Willie Adames and their whole back and forth. If you go to Twitter and you look for John Boy's account or Talking Baseball, I'm going to do it during the break. He's got a whole breakdown of the back and forth and what went down with those two. So, hey, Wink, the thing is, the cameras catch everything. You don't have to tell us everything, but the baseball world that's interested in that, they're going to find out exactly what went on. And, yeah, I'll try and do that for you as well. 888-808-1019.
And this is what Winker does, by the way, which is why every Met fan hated him when he was on the Nationals and every other team, because this is what he does. He gets under your skin. He's the guy that you hate if you're playing against him, but if he's on your team, you love the grit. You just love because you know he can get under the other team's skin.
He's an agitator.
And for some reason,
every team needs a guy like
Everyone needs an agitator. And for some reason, what this guy says just with his mouth affects what other players can do with their hands and swinging the bat and throwing the ball and making a bad decision. Somehow, his words have some crazy effect on the opposite team.
Yeah, and he's got that look about him. And his look is completely different during the game when he's talking trash versus meeting with the media. He said, if y'all think I'm able to run and talk, you don't know my athletic abilities. He also went on to say he's just completely deflecting. He said, you know, you're fired up. It's what you play for. It's what you play the game for. Like, he's just not really talking about the exchange because they'll be right back on the field tomorrow with a chance to end that series and get out of Wisconsin. Let's go to Wading River, New York. Shay, you're on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good, hanging out.
I'm all fired up about this Mets game. I just love the confidence in the boys and the pitching staff and the bullpen. I just want to ask you, how far do you think these guys are going to make a run, like, if they continue this way?
I've put it out there. We've seen this before. You saw it last year. We've seen wild card teams get hot and make a run. It's a couple weeks of playing good baseball. I think they have as good of a chance as anybody else. They have a lineup that can hit with the best of them. They have more than enough pitching. They have a revamped bullpen, and they have a manager that knows what buttons to push. They're in lockstep with Stearns, with Cohen. I feel like they went through this whole season of ups and downs to get to this point. They know what to do, and I don't know. I'm not going to put a ceiling on them. I'm not going to say what they can't do, but I will say that we've seen teams enter the postseason like this and carry that momentum all the way through. They did it from yesterday to today.
Yeah, I understand. Agree. I just think game two tomorrow with Manai on the mound, they have a good chance of clinching that tomorrow on Milwaukee's turf for to face the Phillies, which would be a great series.
We could potentially be seeing that. Thanks for the call, Shay. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but dream. I'm not telling you to stop dreaming. I'm not telling you to not think that they can win, because I told you guys this stat earlier, and I'll say it again, and it's obvious in this new format. The teams that win the first game, they go on to win the series. Bob Nightingale put out the tweet, it's critical to win game one of the wild card series. Since MLB adopted the best of three format in 2022, teams who won game one are 8-0 in those eight series. In fact, of those eight series, only one was not a sweep. So you should be going to bed tonight with sweep dreams. You should be going to bed tonight thinking that the Mets can win tomorrow with Sean Manaea on the mound and get up out of there. I see Mets Muse on Twitter wrote, today's win for the Mets was their first road win in the postseason since game four of the 2015 NLCS. It's their first postseason win since 2022, and they hold postseason series lead for the first time in 2015. So it's the most wonderful time. It's a special time. Live in it. Enjoy it. Call us up. Tell us what you thought, what you saw, what you're thinking about tomorrow. And just, I don't know. I'm a fan of baseball. I'm a fan of good stories in baseball and sports. And this is the best story in baseball right now. Everybody watched that game yesterday and said that was the best game of the year, best game they've seen in years. And the Mets got on the plane, and they carried that into Milwaukee. No excuses about, oh, we had to play two games in Atlanta. No excuses about sleep or rest. Mendoza talked about he knew there wouldn't be any hangover. These guys were ready to play. And Mark Vientos, you know, he had a quote where he said, you know, it's hard to be tired when you're playing postseason baseball. There's no time for that. You got to win. You got to lock in. You got to play your best baseball. It's now or never. 888-808-1019. Why can't this be the year? Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's a quarter after nine. Scott Braun is coming up soon. I got to check with him, but I'm taking your calls. Mets fans, call the Fan. We'll be right back.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
New England has no timeouts remaining, 23 seconds to play, and the Jets are going officially now to the AFC Championship game against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Okay, we're back. And I've got some good news. WFAN is giving away tickets on Thursday and Friday to games 1 and 2 of the ALDS at Yankee Stadium. Listen to Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, and Evan and Tiki for a chance to win your way in. Again, listen Thursday and Friday for your chance to win tickets to games 1 and 2 of the ALDS in the Bronx. All right, Mets fans, going to you, 888-808-1019, and Scott Braun from Foul Territory will join us. Will join us soon. Chris is in Manalapan, New Jersey. What's up, Chris? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, my brother? I'm so happy about the. I'm so happy about today's win, my friend.
Back-to-back days, two huge wins. The win to get in.
Listen, this team just every opportunity. That whenever their backs are against the wall, they just come through. They are amazing. I'm 100% invested in this team.
I think you have to be if you've gotten this far. It doesn't matter if you hated them at some points, doubted them at some points. Like you said, they've been resilient. They've come back from the dead time after time. Just when you think they're out, you can't count them out. They've got a relentless lineup that
Listen,
just piles it on.
From 100% from June on, there is no better team in all of baseball than the New York Mets. When was the last time anybody could ever say that?
I don't think I've been alive for it. I can't recall a time.
Me either. You know, listen, I'm 58 years old, and I think this team just, I don't know, they just seem to keep coming back and coming back and coming back. I've never seen it. In all of my life, I have to tell you, it's amazing to me as an old timer, and I hope that everything just keeps going the way it's going, and they just take over the city.
They're on their way. Thanks for the call, Chris. You know, forged through fire, battle tested. When you go through all these ups and downs, and you keep coming back, it's resiliency. We're running out of words to describe what the Mets have become and what they are. And being one game up, I know the series is not over, but it's got to be a great feeling. Those guys are going to sleep good tonight before they come back and play tomorrow. I mean, I'm still pulling stuff from the internet. Jose Iglesias, as I told you, I was watching the Royals-Orioles game, and they went to commercial, and they played like an instrumental version of his song. He said that the OMG remix will come out October 11th. Will the Mets still be playing baseball? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. I just think as a fan, you have to be excited. You have to be pumped that these guys fight the way that they fight. That's what you want in your team, in your lineup, in your rotation, in your bullpen. And they're getting it done. And when you talk about baseball stories, and I talk a lot about, you know, the universe never unconnects and baseball gods and script writers. Like, we're witnessing something special. Like Chris was just saying, these guys since June on, like, there's so many records, so many things to point to from the team meeting, Lindor leading off, Jorge Lopez throwing his glove, Jose Iglesias' impact, Francisco Alvarez coming back, trades they made at the deadline. Like, there's so many different things to point to. Even I saw, you know, when they clinched, they put out the picture with Glizzy Izzy, Seymour Wiener, Grimace, OMG, the rally pimp. Like, you're watching a movie. It's a real-life Mets movie. Craig is in Spotswood, New Jersey. What's up, Craig? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. What's going on? Love the show. Like I was just telling the gentleman, man, I'm saying this as a baseball fan.
if I'm any of those other teams, I do not want to play this team in the playoffs.
No, of course
because
not.
Because if they're on, that lineup is relentless. This is the lineup, the kind of lineup that the Nationals had when they won the title, the Braves when they were wild card. This is a lineup, like you've said before, these are the kind of lineups that will run the table and either get to the World Series or win it. And I wouldn't want any part of this team. I mean, you pointed it out. The pitching's on, the hitting, when the hitting's on. I mean, this team's basically, like that gentleman said, the best team in baseball since June. You take away the four grimace or whatever you want to call it, easily going to win 110 games. But if my aunt was my uncle, she'd be my uncle. But that's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call, Craig. Yeah, the lineup is relentless. They can pinch hit guys like they did today, bring in J.D. Martinez. But then even guys like, what I'll say is they pass the baton and they pick each other up. Even guys like Francisco Alvarez going 0-for-4 with a strikeout. It's all good. Doesn't matter. A guy like Pete Alonso, who you expect to really, you know, have some kind of moment, Pete, sometime. He works three walks. He works three walks. You get enough from guys like Iglesias, Mark Vientos. Can't say enough about the year Mark Vientos has had. Mark Vientos is having the year that, like, if we talk about all the different things that we didn't see coming, he's having the year that none of us saw coming. Just this time last year, people were saying he can't hit. This guy sucks. What position is he going to play? He's been a hero. He's been a hero. Kevin is in Elizabeth on the Fan. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, what's up, Keith? How you doing, man?
Good. Watching these games, looking through the box score, just really impressed with the Mets and how they've gotten to this point. And I'm just giving all the respect and credit I can give.
Yeah, man. So I spoke to Alson Trone the other day, and now I'm talking about Pete Alonso, right? So I know he hasn't had the best last couple of weeks or months or whatever it is, but who are we going to get that's better than Pete, right? So Alson Trone mentioned that, you know, oh, we should try to go after Anthony Santander, right?
Okay.
Anthony Santander, great. He's a great power hitter, all that. But still, at first base, you saw what Pete Alonso did this weekend when he saved the Mets from getting more runs tacked on when he saved that throw, right? You saw that, right?
He had two great plays. The one where he laid out with his toes on the bag.
Yeah.
And then also the one that he made the stop, but Diaz didn't cover. So, yeah.
So are we still talking about Pete Alonso isn't good enough to stay with the Mets over the next couple of years?
I think the conversation has shifted. If the Mets don't get to the postseason, people are raining down on Pete right now. If the Mets lose this game today and Pete doesn't have a hit, people might be critical of Pete. But I think this has played into the Mets' hands and Mets fans' hands. He's not going to command that much money on the market after the year that he just had. Obviously, Scott Boras has a lot of experience dealing with Steve Cohen. I think they're going to be able to name their price for him.
I'm totally with you, Keith, and I think
he'll play better once he gets his paycheck, and he doesn't want to leave. I was happy for the guy because he said he wanted to party with the boys, and you saw him yesterday, cigar in mouth. His voice was a little hoarse. You could tell he finally got that celebration that he has wanted as a Met with these guys in the clubhouse. He doesn't want to go anywhere, and now that number's going to come down where, of course, Steve Cohen and Stearns are going to talk about it, and they're going to look at the market, and I think they're going to give him a short-term deal, but he'll get the money he's been looking for, and I think he'll have a better year next year.
I'm totally with the give. I think he's going to get a decent deal. He's going to get paid what he deserves to get paid. And you know what? He's going to be okay with it because he's a longtime New York Met. He's going to be one of the best players in Mets history, and we just got to embrace Pete Alonso.
The team is going to be good.
We
got to
embrace Pete Alonso. We got to embrace him. He's that guy.
And Kevin, he's
got a good player.
He's got tomorrow, maybe the third game, maybe the next round to still have his moment, to still rise up and do something to help the Mets win with his bat. He could hit a game-winning home run. He could drive in a game-winning run. He still has time. He's done it defensively, but he still has time to bring his bat and have that postseason moment that people remember for Pete Alonso.
Yes, and Keith, I'm with you, brother. I appreciate you. Dude, you're 100% correct, man. I love it. Let's go. Pete Alonso's got to stay with the Mets for the next 8 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is.
No, I was about to say, that's too much, Kevin. Thanks for the call. 8 years. So when I'm talking about a Pete Alonso contract, he's not getting 8 years. I know Scott Boras is one of the guys that, you know, puts those contracts out. He's 29 going on 30. I think he gets in the 3 to 5 year window. And it depends, right? Depends what the Mets want to do. I think the Mets have the upper hand. I think that he played this all wrong, signing with Scott Boras. But I understand. This is a guy that watched everybody come in and hit the mega millions with this billionaire owner. Max Scherzer, come on down. Justin Verlander, come on down. Lindor, a $300-plus million player. Pete is sitting there like, man, I've been here through thick and thin. I've been here through all these different iterations of the Mets. Like, when's my payday? And unfortunately, he did not have the prove-it year, the bet-on-yourself year. But so what? It's a team game. This is a special year regardless. This is a year where Lindor became the guy. Maybe that had to happen. 888-808-1019. Chris is in Manhattan on the Fan in New York. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Keith. I'm over the moon. I'll tell you, Keith, that was some inspired baseball tonight. These Mets are showing that grit, that heart, and they're just, you know, like you said, they're playing like a team that really cares about each other. That's evident. You know, they really just have that. They have that energy. It was awesome. I got to tell you, when I saw the lineup and I saw Vientos in the cleanup spot, I was like, Mendy, I like that. I love that move. And of course, Vientos, returned the favor by hitting the ball hard a couple times. It's a great game. A really gritty game.
Yeah, good at bats. And like you said, you can tell that these guys play for each other. You can tell these guys got the party in Atlanta. They got the, you know, monkey off their back. They exercise their demons, whatever. And then that, just that weight off their shoulders and then all the love and adulation that they got from the fans and the media, all of baseball has given it up for the New York Mets. And they carried that into Milwaukee. And even though they went down in the beginning of the game, like, it didn't matter. They came right back. And then in that fifth inning, once they took Peralta out, they tattooed the bullpen, and that was the game.
I don't know why he took Peralta. That was always a bad move.
He had a bunch of excuses about matchups and the lineup turning over and whatever. I'm like, in hindsight, that none of that makes sense now.
Exactly. I give Sebi credit. He corrected himself. You know, it wasn't a great outing, but it was, you know, again, he knew what he had to do. That was huge. And, you know, Keith, you make such a great point when you say, like, it is all about the team, and sometimes the smallest part of the team or someone, like, you know, something as stupidly as simple as Joey Lucchese comes up yesterday and gets enough innings in that game just to clear the space. You know, I mean, something like that you don't even think about, but that's
Chris,
why.
Chris, how crazy is it? Like, Mendoza went from managing game one as if they were going to play a game two, right, with his moves with the bullpen, like, all right, Brazo, and then they come back to win, and then Edwin Diaz forces himself back in the game. Where, like, now, I don't know, man. I love baseball. I'm amazed with this turn of events and how things are playing out. And, yeah, the Mets are pushing the right buttons. They're putting together the right lineup. Severino, you can't be mad at Severino. He gave you six innings. Yeah, he got hit around, but, like, ultimately, he gave you two more innings than their starter, and you're able to hand the ball to Buto, right? I had somebody ask me, how come they didn't use Buto yesterday? I'm like, because they're going to use him. Right. To win game one.
Buto's been tremendous. And Keith, you nailed it. You're exactly right. All those pieces. Good energy going. Go Mets. Go Yankees. Let's keep it going, New York.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Yeah, no Yankees yet. No Yankees yet. I got people tweeting me, and you know, people get it confused, and I don't mind clearing it up. Of course I'm a Yankees fan. And of course I'm the Yankee fan that trolls Mets fans. And whenever there's a Hawk to a girl, whenever there's a Grimace or a Queen's Best Dance Crew, oh, I'm going to have a blast. I'm going to have jokes. I don't think anybody can troll the Mets on the level that I can troll the LOL Mets. But, like, now is not a time for that. Like, I'm a baseball fan on the Fan in New York. The Yankees do not play until Saturday. It's Tuesday, October 1st. The Mets just won a postseason game. This time a week ago, we weren't sure whether they were in the postseason or not. So, like, it's not about me. But I understand when you're a host, especially when you're a solo host, people want to make it about you. I'm not that big-headed. I'm really not. If I wanted to, I could sit here and go through all the scenarios of who the Yankees are going to play and what their lineup is going to be and who should pitch game three and who should be in left field. No, we share the radio station. It's a five-hour show. We're on the second half of my five-hour show. I still have a guest coming up, but I'm taking these Mets calls the same way I did it last night. The same way I did it last night when I said there hasn't been a call to the fan from 7:30 p.m. until 12:30 a.m. the next day. Live in it. Enjoy it. We don't get this very often. If you're a Mets fan, you're supposed to soak all of this up and hear calls from other Mets fans. And whoever is the host, whoever's in the power chair, whoever's on the mic, even whoever's producing, Paulie is producing as a Mets fan, he's taking your calls, putting them on the screen. And I'm talking to you guys about Pete Alonso, Mark Vientos, Carlos Mendoza, Jose Buto. That's what we're supposed to do. If you're a baseball fan, if you're a Mets fan, Yankee fans are probably not listening as much because they're like, this isn't for me. But we'll have our time as well. And I hope the Yankees win their first game. And then I'll be on, you know, Monday night, game two. I'll be on after that, and we'll continue it. Tis the postseason. It's the most wonderful time. Bobby in Belmore's on the fan next. Bobby, what you got for us?
I told you yesterday. Hi, Keith. Good evening. I told you they were a choke team. They quit, and it just shows, you know, the last few years they've been knocked down in the first round for a reason. And I'm not going to say the series is over because obviously they have another game to win. But, you know, the Mets, you know, wrap it up. Let Lindor, give Lindor another day rest. You don't have to travel to L.A. You got to go to Philly so Lindor's back doesn't lock up on a plane, you know, which is really beneficial. You know, they prove they could, you know, match up with Philadelphia. I know it's only regular season. And, you know, it just this first day in the playoffs just shows that anyone who proves the point, anyone could win. All the road teams are winning, one or whatever. And it just shows that, you know, this World Series is wide open. You know, anyone could win it, and there's no dominant team. And the Yankees, if Baltimore, Houston get knocked out, I mean, geez, I mean, you got Kansas City, and you got Cleveland, Detroit winner. I mean, you know, there's no reason, and the Yankees don't do it, get to the World Series this year, they never will.
Right.
If Houston and Baltimore do get knocked out, which it's not over yet, but I'm just saying.
If it's the American League Central, who we disrespect all year, we mock and laugh at, who the Yankees dominated the American League Central this year. If that's who's standing in the way of the Yankees getting back to the World Series and they don't.
If Detroit wins this series with Skugel and pitching at least two games and, and if they get to the ACLS, they would face Skugel in three games. They'll probably pitch three games. You know, Detroit's been the hottest team the last 40 games of the year. I think they're 31-12 or something like that. And you know, so they could be the most. They could be obviously unbelievably. They could be the most the team that could beat the Yankees. Other than I think they'd be the most likely team. Other than more likely than the Central Division.
I'd be down to see it. They took two out of three from the Yankees in August, where I was scratching my head like, what, the Tigers? And then they got hot. And I'm like, I don't feel the same about losing that series to the Tigers. That's them going.
Yeah, and they have a match who's won a World Series with the Astros. I know, they, you know.
Yeah, AJ Hinch, yeah, he's got the experience.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing a little bit.
Yeah, so, I mean, this guy knows how to win. So, I mean, and, you know, their pitching's been unbelievable for Detroit. I mean, I'll be shocked if Baltimore and Houston both lose, but it could happen. But, you know, Houston without Javier, they're not, you know, he destroyed the Yankees. Verlander's not even on the staff, you know, postseason roster. And, you know, so their pitching is not, if Valdez gets knocked around, forget about it.
Right.
But, you know, and the Orioles, I think the Orioles are a danger because Burns and Efren, you know, those two, that they couldn't hit. And they had all those guys come back from injury. They're supposed to be, you know, back to, you know, square where the Orioles were. But it looked like, you know, today they couldn't hit the ball. And, if they lose with Efren tomorrow, that's going to be unbelievable. But, I mean, it could happen.
I am waiting for it. 10 strikeouts for the Orioles today, and they couldn't get one run across in their own building. Thanks for the call, Bobby. You love to see it. You absolutely love to see all those people in Birdland, the Bird Bath, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, all fired up, thinking this is the day. We got swept here last year. We're going to win our first postseason game in the wild card round this year. Nope. Nope. 888-808-1019. Call me up with your thoughts and takes about the Mets. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what's going on tomorrow with the matchup tomorrow. And, like, I don't know. I look at the Mets and the momentum. I know I was on Sunday and I said, I don't think that this team will lose four in a row. They lost three in a row. I don't think they'll lose four in a row. They win 3-0. They advance. And then we start actually talking about some other things. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, but we can certainly, you know, talk around it. And Mets fans, don't be afraid to dream. This could be the year you make a run. So call me up. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Manning takes the knee and the New York Giants are the Super Bowl 42 champions.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
They knock off the mighty Patriots 17-14.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Rolling right along here, joining us right now, representing the Garden State like myself, and baseball, just one of the young guys in baseball doing the work. Baseball is cool again because over the last 10 years since I met this guy, we've both been grinding, and not just us, a lot of people, and obviously the game has grown itself. Scott Braun from Foul Territory joins me right now on The Fan in New York. What's up, Scotty?
Yo, what's up, Keith? Awesome to be on here, man. We always appreciate when you're coming on Foul Territory with us. And you're right. I mean, we've been through it with baseball, through the thick and thin. And I do think they're going to start to hit a renaissance period again because of the rule changes and a few other things. But you know, the games are just crisper in the last couple of years, dude.
Yeah, they're faster, obviously. I just saw that, you know, 2 hours and 36 minutes was the average time of nine-inning games this year, which is the fastest since 1984. That certainly helps. 3,617 stolen bases. That's the most since 1915. And obviously, you know, the pitch clock and social media and, you know, the different streaming services. I've always loved the game from when I was a kid. But now, as a grown man, having the access that I have, I still think it's alive and well. And people that hate on it and don't like it, I'm like, well, leave seats at the ballpark for the rest of us, and we'll be just fine.
Yeah, that'll bring pricing down too, right? Dynamic pricing at the ballpark. For anyone that ever thinks, my team spends a lot, I'm going to pay the price. That's not how ticketing works. Ticketing is dynamic, so just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
But yes, you're right. On the pitch clock part, I know, you know, we'll get to playoffs, but for me, when I heard people complaining about rule changes, I was like, no, this is not a rule change. This is getting back to how the game was created. If you watch a game from the 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, there was a natural pitch clock, a pace that made the game great, and players took advantage, teams took advantage of having no clock, no time, no limits on timeouts, that whole deal. It just went so far that it got out of control, and it's not their job to fix it. The job is, you know, the league, the union, et cetera, to make this product entertaining so that people are still interested in it. So it's a big win. You know, I'm watching all the playoff games today, and they just feel different. Dude, I was part of so many playoff coverage, you know, things for MLB in the past, the call-in games and all that. And it was super fun, but, I mean, we were talking about many 4.5-hour games where sometimes you're like, this game has no business being 4.5 hours right now.
I know it. I was in the fan cave when I met you and you gave us the tour of MLB Network in 2014. The whole premise of the fan cave was these 8 fans stay in the fan cave from first pitch to last out. And that was way before the pitch clock. I always tell a story about being there for a 19-inning game, Red Sox versus Angels. We didn't get out of that place until like 3-4 in the morning. It was crazy, you know, being in that experience. I could only imagine when you're kind of like trapped and stuck at work waiting for the final outs and the games to end.
Yeah, and I love the game. It's just a better product now. So you're right, dude. You would have gotten much more sleep back then if you had the games the way they are now, you know. And like you said, I mean, 2 hours, close to 40 minutes, that's still plenty of action that you're getting. Sure, you're going to get the occasional pitcher's duel where there's some games under 2 hours. Well, you know, look it up. Usually it's Tarek Skubal matching up against whatever, Michael King, who I'm watching right now, something like that. You should know that you better get to the ballpark earlier on time for a matchup like that. But other sports, you know, I guess football's different, but, you know, basketball, you go, it's usually what? 2.5-ish. So baseball's right in line now. And yeah, it's a great product. I'm loving the playoffs so far.
Good. Yeah, it had to happen. The game had to evolve. All these other sports are changing things and adding things. NBA added an in-season tournament. NFL is always tweaking the rules. They just changed their kickoff. It had to happen. But you got me wrong with the sleep. If they would have had the pitch clock when I was in the fan cave, I would have been in the bar. I would have been in the club. I would have been out of there sooner and into the New York City nightlife.
They kept you in, right? Which is how the game works nowadays. I mean, you know how the way that players spend their free time in the past, I would say probably 10 to 15 years, even just the past decade, has changed dramatically, right? I've actually seen the change. I caught the tail end of players hitting the town and, you know, there wasn't as much going on with social media. And now it's like CJ Abrams goes out one time and stays out late. And it's all over social media, right? So most players don't go out almost at all, right? Or it's very private for a dinner, you know, with the guys. And they're going back to the hotel room and watching movies and really just playing video games against each other. So,
good, good. These guys got to stay out of trouble. I saw that picture of CJ Abrams, and I'm like, man, I've been there. I'm a Jersey guy like yourself. I've been in Atlantic City where you're just trying to win back what you lost. You end up stuck at that table. How many spins, how many chips? He didn't have any chips. I felt bad for the guy. I'm like, this guy makes millions playing baseball. Where are his chips?
Yeah, you know what no chips left means? That means go home. Right? I mean, don't buy back in. Go home.
You got to go. All right, well, listen, you growing up in Jersey and being in the New York area, I know you understand how many Mets fans are around here, how this Mets fandom is passed down from generation to generation, how these Mets fans have been thirsty, have been wanting, have been craving this team that they currently have. They thought they had it in 2022. They weren't sure about what was happening this year with David Stearns coming in. But look where we are now. Look at just the last 2 days with what they did in Atlanta and what they did today in Milwaukee. They're the talk of the sport.
Yeah, they're providing so much entertainment right now, and you're right. I mean, I'm from Jersey with most of my immediate and extended family as Mets fans. There's some Yankee fans mixed in there as well, most of them, you know, via girlfriends, boyfriends, people getting married into the family. But, I mean, the text chats are off the charts right now with the excitement level, and a lot of it's adding up, Keith, because they weren't expected to do anything this year. Most people that follow the game, had them in the 500 range, give or take. You had a few bold people that thought, oh, maybe they sneak in as a third wild card, as the last wild card, and that's essentially what they've done, right? I mean, they've snuck in as one of the lower seed wild cards here against the Milwaukee team that they just faced. So you're thinking, ah, this team ran all over us this year if you're a Mets fan. And I mean, they actually gave them a taste of their own medicine tonight. I mean, they played a really nice game, aggressive base running. The bullpen was strong, and they didn't have to use, you know, all the high leverage. Also, I think if Edwin Diaz had pitched again, you know, his arm might have fallen off, so we would have had to maybe help him put it back on. But, I mean, yeah, this was Severino bouncing back from what looked like a wobbly beginning to the game, and then the offense showing up. So, yeah, I mean, they are the talk of the sport right now. Of course, the sport loves to see the Mets thrive because it's a big market, and it's a super passionate fan base, as obviously I'm sure you spoke to many callers over the last couple hours. But and this was a really good game. And the biggest thing is, of course, the fifth inning there, they took advantage of a couple of defensive mistakes by what's been one of the better defensive teams out there. You see Churio make that really nice catch. And then next play is really what decided the game. You know, that laser off the bat of Tyrone Taylor that ends up ricocheting off Jackson Churio's glove. And Churio, I think, is going to be a top 10 player in our sport within the next 2 years. But that play alone leads to a team capitalizing, scoring five times with two outs. And it reminded you of the dramatics that we saw on Monday. It feels like days ago already, but just yesterday they were getting the job done against Atlanta. And last thing that stood out to me, Keith, was by winning game one yesterday, it enabled them to save Luis Severino and put themselves in a much better spot. I know it wasn't like the dream start from Severino, but he did what they needed him to do. He gave him good a quality start. They ended up, yeah, it was good enough. So it ends up putting them in a really good spot, not just for game two and potential game three if need be, but if they win game two, which often is the case in these wild card rounds, it's often sweeps, they set themselves up in a good place for Philly, right? Where you don't have the exhausted bullpen, you can do a little bit of a reset with the rotation. So it would be a pretty sick series starting this weekend in Philadelphia. Not trying to get too ahead of myself.
I was just there with you because as I'm hosting the show tonight, I'm like, I'm telling Mets fans to dream, but I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves. We know, and Mets fans will tell you, hey, we're not there yet. So let's talk about tomorrow. You know, you mentioned Tyrone Taylor. I remember when the signing happened, a former Brewer. It was one of those marginal moves that most Mets fans were like, ah, who's this guy? He has been phenomenal. But I think the signing of the year was Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea has been an ace. Sean Manaea has been great. And I think it was very underrated when they signed him. And I don't think anybody knew that he could be this type of guy. Now, here comes the opportunity for him to literally pitch the game that ends the series and sends the Mets to the NLDS. It's him versus former Yankee Frankie Montas. What are you expecting to see out of this one? I've got no love for Frankie Montas and his time in pinstripes, but I know he's been much better with the Brewers.
He also was hurt. He was just flat out hurt. The Yankees made a mistake. I mean, they acquired someone that was injured. And here's the ironic part of that. If the Yankees and Dodgers end up meeting up in the World Series, which, I mean, who knows? But if that happens, and I mentioned this on Foul Territory on my show a couple times over the last couple months, imagine if Jack Flaherty is shutting down the Yankees. The Yankees had a deal done for Flaherty. Do you know the reason why, in my mind, they didn't make that deal? And there's some other people that are even more inside the game.
Yeah.
It's because they were worried about his medicals, but Flaherty's looked really good, and he's kind of been the savior in a Dodgers rotation that has crumbled. So what's funny to me is, the reason the Yankees don't up with Flaherty, in my mind, is PTSD from the acquisition of Frankie Montas and the medical team trying to be a little more aggressive.
Can't get burned again. No. Can't get another player that we knew had some issues and then he's not available. The Yankees always end up trading for guys or having guys that are hurt when you need them the most.
But isn't that crazy that Flaherty ends up being okay? And also, to me, the difference was Montas cost more in prospects at the time, in my mind, and was more than just a rental. For me, Flaherty was worth the risk, but they decided not to, and it's fine. Their rotation's in a good spot. But anyway, back to Montas. I mean, this is the significant advantage on the starting pitching side for the Mets in this game, too. I mean, Montas has been inconsistent at best, near 5 ERA. I wouldn't even factor in what you're looking at from an IA right now. I know the ERA is at 3.5. I'm sure it's significantly better over the past 2-3 months since he made massive changes to the way that he's pitching right now. So, yeah, he's been incredible. They've got the advantage. They've got the high leverage saved up. Diaz should be good to go again. He just looks amped up in general. I loved the way that he was talking himself back into the game the other day. The Mets have an advantage, I would say, most likely on offense in terms of pop. Keith, but the Brewers are super fast, super athletic, and capable of putting two wins together, even in an upset like this against the Mets. So, yeah, I think this one's going to be a nail-biter for Mets fans, but they should be favored. I mean, it should already be up if I check out odds. I mean, I'm imagining that the Mets are favored for tomorrow's game, being that they've got the pitching advantage here.
Yeah, I can look, too. We're on the phone with Scott Braun from Foul Territory. I mean, I think that the Brewers obviously are going to have their backs against the wall. They're going to come out swinging. They're fighting for their season. But, like, these Mets understand where they are and how they got here. I think they've got a great shot to get it done with their best starting pitcher on the mound. It's going to be a great
game.
Even money. Yeah, so.
Even money I'm seeing right now. I mean, we're big BetMGM people, so I'm seeing, yeah.
Mets
even
minus
money. I mean,
110. Yep.
Yeah, split. So, there you go. I mean, the thing is, the Brewers have played, you know, a more consistent brand of baseball throughout the year, but you got to throw out what the Mets did for the first month and change. I'm seeing this right now, too, with the Padres, who are currently leading the Braves 3-0 here in the sixth inning. The Padres were 50-50 this year. It's a long season. They're not the same team as they were in the first half of the year, San Diego. It's a better team right now. They've got guys back from injury. I mean, Tatis missed a long period of time. He hit a huge home run for them early in this game in the first inning. They acquired relievers. So Mets, same story. I mean, the pitching alone is the story, because for me, Keith, when I was speaking to family members at the beginning of the year and they're like, do we have any chance? Is it worth watching the Mets play this year? I was like, I think they're going to be 500-ish. I said, I really like their offense. I mean, there's plenty of big names in there. It's still, you know, a top payroll team. And you see that in the way that the offense is constructed. But I was like, I don't think they put together a World Series contender pitching staff. And on paper, it didn't look that way. The difference maker is Jeremy Hefner in the pitching program is just incredible. It's one of the best in baseball now. They've been able to transform arms, which is what the best teams are able to do. Milwaukee's on that list as well. So who saw Severino being this healthy and this strong, Manaea being this insane, Tyler McGill, David Peterson? These guys are having the best years of their career by far. That's the difference maker for New York this year.
Absolutely. Scott, you're the man. I'm always talking up Foul Territory for what my money's worth. I say it's the best podcast in baseball. I love what you guys are doing, bringing in team-specific podcasters, fans, expanding that way into television, man. Keep going. Have a great postseason. I'll bring you on later this month as we get closer to the Fall Classic.
Appreciate you. Anytime. Hit me anytime. Love what you do, Keith. You're the best, man.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.